Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its final crop production estimates for the 2006 growing season. In billions of bushels, the numbers look like this. Corn, 10.535. Soybeans, 3.188. All wheat, 1.812. In the ending stock estimates, the numbers look like this in billions of bushels. Corn, 752 million. Soybeans, 575 million. And wheat, 472 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell of the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. Packer bids in the cash hog markets early today are expected to range from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady to lower, tops from $36 to $37.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, January 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,284 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $48.25 to $57, a weighted average $54.62, a loss of 60 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.55 to $47, a weighted average $44.60. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,170, the base price range $44.75 to $61, the weighted average $56.77, a gain of $1.81 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.45 to $45, and the weighted average was $43.22.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, the big story in the weather, maybe not so much for the crop areas right now, but the livestock weather, deteriorating conditions will continue across the plains today with a mix of precipitation expected. A much cooler weather system will move into the northern and west central sections of the plains. Southern plains remain very warm for one more day, but rain and rain changing to ice and snow will occur tonight. Into the weekend, much colder air pushing across the Great Plains. Snow accumulations may be significant once again in portions of the central plains. They may see another 10 inches of snow in some areas. Eastern Colorado locations, mostly right near the mountains, will receive greater snowfall. With the eastern fringes of the central plains and Nebraska, moisture content will vary. Only up to around a half inch, and again, depending on the temperature of the air mass that's moving through, they may see anywhere between a half and 2 inches of snow. Travel delays and more livestock feeding issues will be a problem for some, but this storm will not be as bad as the last one in December. Midwest livestock also may be stressed due to cold rain, the potential for some freezing rain and snow, with strong northerly winds blowing during the weekend and early next week, resulting in bitterly cold wind chills. Considerable drifting of snow possible from west central plains through the Great Lakes region, and some road closures are expected because of this storm. Much improved weather will occur during the mid to late week next week as warmer air returns and most all the precipitation abates. Now quickly on to the soybean and corn areas of the world. It does look like net drying is expected in Argentina over the next week. Southwestern portions of that nation already drying, crop moisture stress may start to rise in the La Pampa region in southwestern Buenos Aires. All other areas are in pretty good shape for at least another week, but they will start to look for some timely rain in the second week of an outlook period. Brazil's crop crop weather remains mostly favorable throughout the next 2 weeks. Excessive moisture still a concern for some central grain and oilseed areas. Quickly on other areas, Australia, they'll benefit from some sporadic showers in their grain area, but a more general rain will be needed. South Africa benefiting from scattered showers over the next 10 days, and some areas in India need rain, while those in China have already benefited from some moisture. Now, with a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 481.5, up a quarter, last trade up 3/4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 458.75, up a quarter, last trade up 3.5. March corn opening at 377, up a half, last trade unchanged. January beans opened at 661.5, down 2.5, last trade down 4. March soybean meal open at 194.10, down 30, last trade down $1. March soybean oil open at 28.40, up 4, and last trade was up 3. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I would anticipate we might have a little bit of a dynamic open this morning, particularly in the corn pits.
Yeah, which I think will spill in likely into the other pits, too. So I guess that's good, right, Dave?
Well, I guess it's good if you're long. It's not so good if you're short.
And most farmers are long, so that's why I'm kidding when I say that.
So what did you see out of the report that caught your eye immediately?
You know, the first thing that I'm going to cite here, I'm going to go to soybeans. I know that most of the excitement's in corn, but I'm going to say let's turn our attention to soybeans for a minute here. The thing that probably was the most surprising to us in the bean report or in all of the reports was the change in exports, the reduction in exports on beans. You know, we're supposed to be fairly flush with beans in the world, but at the same time, there seems to be, you know, consistent demand from China and some other countries in the Asian area that, want beans. And so we're just surprised that the USDA expects us to lose some of that business to that end. So, we didn't see a reduction in bean yield, or we didn't see an increase, I'm sorry, in bean yield like we expected to. But unfortunately, we saw a reduction in bean exports, too. So, a net, there's not a major change, but at the same time, there's a little bit of a, you look at it, December's numbers for 06-07 carryout on beans, 565, so we only increased 10 million bushel over that, where our expectations were to increase about 30 million bushel over that. So, all in all, you know, the stocks are still burdensome, but at the same time, it looks like bean wise, we haven't increased as much as we thought. So,
do you think that the reduction in U.S. bean exports was a reflection of the excellent growing conditions down in South America?
Well, that's what another individual in here and I were talking about that, and that's the only thing that we can think of is that we don't see demand being cut for beans worldwide a whole lot, so it must just be a we lost business to them kind of deal. So that's our only expectation or explanation at this point. So that's what we're going to go with until we know better.
So beans are up what on the opening call?
The beans are probably the hardest one to call because I've seen calls anywhere from 5 to 30 higher on beans. Where, like I said, we still have burdensome stocks, and then we talk about reduced exports. That isn't necessarily friendly news, especially when you look at the world carryout numbers being up a little bit in beans. But like I say, you got to think that they're going to follow along with corn here some too. So let's stay, 10 to 20 higher in beans this morning as a reaction right off the bat, and who knows where they could go from there. And so let's turn our attention to corn. Obviously, the big news is in corn. Pretty surprising numbers in the way that we reduced the bushel. You know, we almost lost a couple. Well, we lost 2 bushel basically off of our yield per acre this last year. We were surprised to see again an acreage cut. We saw about a 400,000 acre decrease in harvested acres again this time, and you know we still wonder where that goes, but nonetheless that's there. Production obviously down from what was expected, and obviously carry out down from what was expected. There weren't any major changes in usage that we saw that you know need to be brought to anybody's attention. So, but nonetheless, you know, you have 750 million bushels or 750 million bushels in carryout on corn. And, you know, with our demand numbers being nearly 12 billion for the 06-07 year, that's just not enough. So, you know, to say that corn will be limited up today, I think is probably an understatement. You know, we've got to at least suggest that it will start there. Whether it stays there or not, we will see. So I've seen calls, honestly, from 5 to 20 higher in corn, but at the same time, I think that when you look at the information, you got to think that corn's going to be 20 higher.
Thank you much, Vince.
Have a good day.
You too. Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana.